President Obama and his family are on Air Force One. They're headed home after a four-day trip that ended with a whirlwind tour of Ghana. It's Mr. Obama's first trip to sub-Saharan Africa as president, and NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joins us now from the Ghanaian capital, Accra. Hi, Ophabia.
Hello, and of course, you know, Accra is my home, so Akwaba, as we say here. Welcome to everyone.
And Ophabia, it looks like quite a party there.
It was. The pageantry of Ghana was really on display for the Obamas. Our traditional chiefs who wear tribal-style, colorful kente cloth were there, the drummers, the dancers. Everybody was saying, welcome, President Obama, welcome to the First Lady, and welcome to the Obama girls. Hmm.
Ophabia, what was President Obama's main message today?
That the United States is a true partner of Africa and of Ghana. But he also chided as much as he praised. He said, for example, that Africa no longer needs strong men. Hmm. What it needs is strong institutions. But he said he had come to Ghana to celebrate with Africa and to say that this continent must be responsible for its own destiny, that Africa matters, but that America will be supporting Africa. And he really praised Ghana in particular. Hmm. Listen to this.
Every day with its success, Ghana sends a simple message to the world that democracy can thrive in Africa.
Ophabia, it sounds like, from what we've been hearing, that the president sort of served up a little bit of tough love as well.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He talked about tyrannical leaders who want to sit tight in power forever. He said, no, that is not the way to go. Nobody is going to work with Africa when it has such leaders. He pointed to countries where things have been going wrong, countries in conflict and so on. And he said, Africa has really got to pull itself up, that everyone will support it, but that Africa must realize that it is responsible for its future, and especially the future of young people. But he did it lovingly. He did it in a way that said, I am behind you. That's why I've chosen to come here so early. And I will support you, and we will work together as partners.
And how was that message received?
Oh, Parliament was riveted. Absolutely. Everybody was clapping and applauding as the president spoke. And I think it's because, of course, he's a son of the soil. He's a son of Africa. He comes from Kenya. His father came from Kenya. So it was an emotional welcome for this president in Africa. But I think everybody also understands that, you know, America will help, but Africa must also help itself, push itself up, and propel the continent forward.
Let's listen to another cut of the president in Ghana.
I'll never forget the image of my two young daughters, the descendants of Africans and African Americans, walking through those doors of no return, but then walking back those doors of return. It was a remarkable reminder that while the future is unknowable, the winds always blow in the direction of human progress.
Ophabia, tell us about where the president was. What was he speaking about?
The Obama family paid a visit to one of a string of slave forts and castles that dot the Atlantic coast of Ghana. And it's in the sort of dungeons where the slaves were kept before they were shipped out to America and beyond that the Obama family visited. And the squalor, I think, it was not lost on him, and that's why it was so poignant. But he said, you know, I am of the blood of Africa, so coming to this continent is as important for me as coming to see you all here. It was really a touching moment for the Obama family and for Ghanaians watching this African-American family come and visit.
It really sounds like it. That's NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton in Ghana's capital, Accra. Ophabia, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.